इति स्मराज्याध्य वसाय युक्तः प्राचीन मूलेषु कुचेषु धीरः उदन्मुखो दक्षिणोकूल आस्ते समुद्रपत्न्या स्वसुतन्यस्य भारः इति स्म राज्याध्वयस्य युक्तः प्राचीन मूलेषु कुचेषु धीरः प्राचीन मूलेषु कुशेषु धीरः उदन्मुखो दक्षिणकूल आस्ते समुद्रपत्न्या स्वसुतन्यस्य भारः इति स्म राज्याध्यवसाय युक्तः प्राचीनमूलेषु कुशेषु धीरः उदन्मुखो दक्षिणकूल आस्ते समुद्रपत्न्या स्वसुतन्यस्य भारः इति स्म राज्याध्यवसाय युक्तः प्राचीनमूलेषु कुशेषु धीरः उदन्मुखो दक्षिणकूल आस्ते स्वतन्त्रपत्न्या स्वसुतन्यपात् इति स्म राज्याध्यवसाय युक्तः प्राचीनमूलेषु कुशेषु धीरः उदन्मुखो दक्षिणकूल समुद्रपत्न्या स्वसुतन्यस्य भारः माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन इति दस स्म As in the past, Rajaha, the king, Adhyavasaya, perseverance, Yuktaha, being engaged, Prachinaha, eastern, Muleshu, with the root, Kusheshu, on a seat made of Kusha straw, धीरः सेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड उदक मुखः फेसिंग द नॉर्दर्न साइड दक्षिण ऑन द साउदर्न कुले बैंक आस्ते सिचुएटेड समुद्र द सी पत्न्याः वाइफ ऑफ द गैंजेस वाइफ ऑफ the Ganges, swa own, sutaha son, nyasta given over, bharaha the charge of administration. Translation and purport. In perfect self-controlled, Maharaj Parikshit sat down on the seat of straw. With straw roots facing the east, placed on the southern bank of the Ganges, and he himself faced the north. Just previously he had given charge of his kingdom over to his son. The river Ganges is celebrated as the wife of the sea. The seat of a Kusha straw is considered to be sanctified if the straw is taken out of the earth, complete with the root. And if the root is pointed toward the east, it is considered to be auspicious. Facing the north is still more favorable for attaining spiritual success. Maharaj Parikshit handed over the charge of administration to his son before leaving home. He was thus fully equipped for all favorable conditions. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यजीवम्। श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशितारिणे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक फॉर द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड फॉर माय प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड फॉर योर प्लेजर। So this is the last chapter of the first canto, and we have seen the glorious prayers of Parikshit Maharaj, and this today's verse actually had two very important statements: in perfect self-control, and second is that he has previously given the charge of his kingdom to his son. So we'll try to see this in our present context, that how to remain a self-controlled, how we have to give up all our material attachments. Right from the beginning, when we join spiritual organization, just like in ISKCON, we have a journey of self-discovery. On the very first day, we are told that all human beings have four problems. What are they? Birth, death, old age and disease. And they are common for all and nobody can avoid it. And Srimad Bhagavatam, right from the beginning, takes this very important topic. One of these four is death, which nobody talks, you know. Like, everybody wants to talk auspicious topics. If you start talking about death and everything, it's like, don't talk about it. But Bhagavatam says that if we want to solve these four problems, then if we first take this death and we conquer death, then there is no more birth. And no more birth means no old age and no disease. So that's why here Parikshit Maharaj is a person who is a devotee who is planning his death. So devotee is one who plans his life and also plans his death. And commonly we see other people and materialistic people, or maybe or neophyte devotees also, they fail to plan their life and how to approach death or how to receive death. we see that where the Gita ends, Bhagavatam starts. So Gita gives us a primary knowledge that just to become a human being we have to understand that Dehino Asmin Yatha Dehe Gaumaram Yavanam Jara Tatha Dehantaras Praptir Dhiras Tatrana Mohyati. That a soul is always travelling. So nobody becomes worried that, oh, are, suddenly I have become young. Nobody becomes, actually he becomes happy, Yavanam. But when he becomes old, he becomes worried. And death, he is most worried. But actually soul travels all the time and tatha dehantara praptis. That means after death, again he gets the human body. Body. Right now, if you just search or you can have a talk with people, nowadays people, and they have no faith in rebirth or karma. They have a little bit knowledge about karma, but what about the next life? They have no faith. They don't want to put faith on that because it's very fearful. Once a boy asked his mother that, Ma, hum log marne ke baad kidhar jaate hain? To maa bola, are chup chup bol. Mare tere dushman. Tu to tere pote ki shaadi dekhega. So if you just see the scenario where nowadays people, you know, at the age of 25, 30, 35, they are dying of heart attack. So how is it possible that this guy can see his pote ki shaadi? You know, first he has to get married. Then he has son, then his marriage, and then he gets his pota, and then his marriage. The only probability that he can see his pota's marriage is he himself has to come as his pota in the second birth. There is the only one way that he can see that. Otherwise, it's impossible, actually, isn't it? Nowadays in Kali Yuga, where we have a very short span of life. So as we have seen that when the death comes, death topic comes or actual death comes, people have no idea how to do, what to do. But here we see the Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor, so richest man, famous, beautiful, all the qualities are there, but he suddenly gets a curse of you are dying in 7 days. He's self-controlled. Dhiras Satrana Mughyati. He knows that there is a death and there is a birth also. That's why just now we have seen yesterday's verse, Punascha Bhuyat Bhagavati Anante. He says, yes, let it be, Punascha Bhuyat, let it be. If again I have to take birth, that's fine. But only my wish is that Rati Prasangascha Tad Ashrayeshu, Mahasu Yamyam Upayami Srishtim. If I come to this Mahatattva creation again to take birth, then let me have attraction to Lord and have association of devotees. And maitrestu sarvatra namo dvijayata. Hey Brahmanas, give me this benediction that I let me have friendly relationship with all the living entities. Now even today the definition of friendship is not clear. And I remember when I was in 6th standard, in summer days it's very difficult to find a place to play. So at that moment we found that we got one new friend. Mother and father were working. So his home was empty and he had good compound. So we used to play with him. And he was the only son. So he had a cat as a friend. So one day when we went to his house, so they have a tank to water the plant. So very deep, 10 feet suppose. So he was taking a coconut or a rope, you know that? Narayal Kandori. And he was rotating it into the tank. So we went, Arpina, kya kar raha hai? His name was Piyush. I am giving my cat a bath. And when we saw that cat was dead, because he strangled that cat to his neck with the coconut rope. That was kitna hard rope se. And he was doing this 10 feet. So some you fool, this is not the way to give him a bath. We said, he's my friend, it's a summer day, now I have to give him a bath. So, of course, 10, 12 year old boy, but Prabhupada similarly says that United Nations, he takes this. That on human level we want to become friends, but even that is not properly understood. Because every year there are new nations joining in the United Nations. And now and then we see war, where the innocent people are killed. Innocent people and innocent animals are killed. So what is that United Nations? Actually, I have united the nations, actually, he said, under the organization of ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, where the people from all the nations, they have love and trust towards each other. Because center is Krishna. So Prabhupada would always say that if you put Krishna in center, then actually we can unite all the nations together. So here we see that the adjective used for Parikshit Maharaj is self-controlled. So what is the definition of self-controlled person? Dhira Satranda Muhyati, and also one who has no anxieties of the past and no anticipations of the future. He is fixed in what is to be done today. So the situation is very worse, that is, he is going to die, but he is controlled. But if we ask to the people nowadays, that what is that which is holding us back from being self-controlled? What is that subject which is actually taking our, seeking our all the time attention? Those who are working outside, what is that main thing which is seeking our attention? All the time, what is there in our mind? Money. Prahlad Maharaj says, money is honey. And without money, we can't do anything. So there are so many aspirations to go with. So, arthasya sadhane siddhe utkarshe rakshane vaye nasa upabhoga ayasa trasa chinta bhramo niranam. Bhagavatam says that the only subject which entraps us all the time is earth, that is money. From the very beginning of earning stage to spending it has four problems. What is that? Ayasa, labor. To do so much labor to earn the money. Trasa is a fear of losing money. Protection. One of my friend had, in the previous year he was working, and he was working as a sales. When you do sales, what happened? You get commission. Within 3 years he had 1 lakh rupees commission pending. So he said, mera saving ho gaya. 1 lakh rupees as a commission. But he never got it. So he earned it, but arthasya sadhane siddhe means to attain it. There also problem. So many people have their pension, but there a problem also come. To attain a pension is also... So arthasya sadhane, utkarshe, right now, many people nowadays you see that they have no knowledge of this stock market, but they say, oh, double ho raha hai, triple ho raha hai. They put money and what happens? They lose all. Utkarshe. There's a problem in increasing it. Lastly, vaye. So, Parikshit Maharaj has solved the problem. How to spend money? He has given it to his son. No anxiety. So, no past, no future. What happens right now is, PM Parikshit Maharaj has settled his money. That's why he is well equipped for self-control. But nowadays we see, or maybe past, as when the Kali Yuga started, people do not think that they are going to die. So why to make me? We'll banao. Toh na abhi thodi main marne wala hun. Baad mein banayenge. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj says that Shesha Stavaram Ichanti. And suddenly they die, and then the sons are worried, are kidhar apna property. So that is what I have. Our one Bhakti Vaibhav student is a lawyer, is a retired lawyer. So his 35, 40 years of service, he said, so he had all the time these clients. So he said, in Kali Yuga, if you want to see how much your relatives love you, then only say one statement to them. He says, give me my share. Mujhe mera hissa de do.
Suddenly all the relations turned sour. You know, तो हिस्सा क्या चाहिए, सब मेरा है. Everybody says कि वो मेरा है. So he, our friend, this lawyer say that first he is very pious person, very well to do. So he gives the, he said, I have given this advice to each and everybody. This settle it in between yourself. You will be beneficial. It will be beneficial. But he said, no, no, I don't trust him. So blood relations, brothers and brothers, sisters, brothers, sisters, they don't trust each other when the property and land comes. They said, I want this land. And he said, most of the time, the maximum share is taken by the two lawyers. Who is speaking? The lawyer himself, he said. Because people have no trust. So this is the situation right now going on. Let us see two extreme examples from Srimad Bhagavatam, where people have taken care of their share, or they have not done. So in 11th canto, Sri Krishna tells to Uddhava a story of Avanti Brahmana. Avanti Brahmana is a very wealthy Brahmana, but very miser, very miserly. He is so miser that he has not given money to any relatives, but he never used to spend it on himself also. So Bhagavatam gives the example that Devarshi Pitra Bhutani Gyatim Bandhunshab Bhaginaha. So Bhagina means our wealth has several shareholders. That means Grahastha, one who earns money. There are several shareholders. Who are they? Deva, demigods, Rishi, sages, Pitri. You know, the people do Shraddha. Shraddha means to give food to the Brahmanas and other people, so that the Pitris get the benefit. Bhutani, other living entities also. Bandhumsha means relatives, immediate relatives. If you do not, so Asambhi Vajya Cha Atmanam. What he did, our Avanti Brahmana, he has not shared his wealth to anybody else. And not on himself also. That's why Yaksha Vitta Patita Adha. He was just like a Yaksha who was guarding the wealth and he fell down. What happened? His own relatives, his wife and children, everybody threw him out of the home. They looted all his money and he was a beggar. So this is the extreme situation which happens when we do not take care of our property. So today's verse is very specifically that Parikshit Maharaj is a very ideal spiritual level, already liberated person. But those who are in between, or even a materialist can take lesson from this, that how it is very important to take care of one's wealth in a proper manner, where people will actually worship him. Or give him respect. Second extreme is that people who spend all their money on children, they don't plan for themselves. Mera lala, mera naam karega roshan, right? I was in GEV and there is one brahmachari, Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu. He was 3-4 years back, he was in a goshala. So he was telling me that there was one bull, Sudama bull, right now he's there. So right from his birth, he took care of him, this Sudama bull, as his son. Every day, feeding him, giving water, cleaning him. As he grew old, say 1.5 years, so he became quite, because they become quickly grown up. And one day he went to just feed him. Suddenly this bull hit him on his chest, just chest and stomach below. So hard that for, you know, weeks together he was having so much pain in his chest. So when I met him and I said, kaisa hai tum? So he said, you know, I'm not worried about the pain which is because of his hitting me, but I'm worried about how can he hit me? I have treated him like my son, so affectionately, and he hit me like this. So that is the main thing, you understand? Krishna tells to Uddhava that in this world we can sustain the bodily injury, but on a subtle level if we get insulted, that is very difficult to tolerate. He said, na tatha tapyate viddhah puman banesku marmagai. Na tatha tapyate viddha puman banesku marmagai. That if somebody hits us, our heart, with the actual arrow, an arrow is pierced right in the heart, yatha tundanti marmasta, we will not feel that much pain as compared to somebody who uses he asatam parusha ishava. Parusha means, parusha means harsh words, insulting words. You know, demonic characteristics, krodha parusham evacha. So parusha means harsh words or insulting words. If somebody uses, and specifically those who are our relatives, close one, then na tatha tundati, na tatha tapyate vidha. You cannot forget, because those words get lodged in our heart till death. Isse mere ko bola tha. How can he say that? So this is the case, and what happens? Why I told you? Because era of 1980 or 90 onwards, we have seen the new generation. Like when we were grown up, I hardly remember. All of us went to our school on our own, walking or cycle. So, but nowadays, so much care is taken. So there is no shasan is given. Chanakya Pandit said, "Lalaya panchavarshani dasavarshana varshani tadayet." The gratitude is not given to the children, that how they are, what they are getting now, they should have a grateful attitude. That should be taught with a shasan, Chanakya says. And then after 15, make friends, because he is grown up now. How to become friend? You can't give him shasana then. He will give you shasana. So, these 10 years are very prominent to teach the son gratefulness. You know, once, I think, Gaur Govind Maharaj or Radha Govind Maharaj was facing one old farmer, and his son came, and they were saying, "Arey Maharaj, desi, is bachche ko maine jo padhaya, likhaya," and he is saying, "You know, kya kya?" So the son was saying repeatedly, "Maharaj, inhone mere liye kya kiya? Mere pitaji ne mere liye kya kiya?" So Maharaj said, "I don't know what he has done, what he has not done, but I am sure 100% one thing he has not done. What? Wo lakdi leke danda leke tumko pita nahi. Because wo phate kapde mein hai aur tum Raymond's pehen ke hai, kapda pehen ke, and you are saying kya kiya mere liye?" So the second extreme, what happened? First is not taking care of any wealth, not making will or not giving to the proper candidate shareholders. Second, giving everything. And what happens nowadays, when people have done that, and then 2000-2010, there were so many cases of old age homes. People say, "Oh, sab kiya." They have no money for themselves, because padha likha, we have to take loan, give. And then the son gets married and says, "Papa, wife do not want to stay with you, go to old age." And many people have died because of, there is no reciprocating love from the candidate whom they have treated like their whole and soul. So what happened? They died prematurely. So the both things are detrimental. No will, not giving, or giving everything. So we have to plan. So that's why Rupa Goswami says, we want charity 50% to the spiritual cause, 25% to shareholders, all the relatives, 25% for emergencies. You planned your life so that you have to get your own goal. That is, you have to reach to Vishnu. Nate vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Otherwise, what will happen? I am a devotee from so many years, but what is my dasha? Why this has happened with me? We have not used our intelligence. Third case is there. It's not devotion at all. I mean, but usko bolte street smart or maybe experience taught him. So when I met one old man, I mean old man and old woman, and was staying with in GEV for 3 days. We were neighbors, and so we used to take lunch and dinner together. So I asked them, "How are you happy and all?" They said, "Yes, sir. Everything is taken care by kids." So three children. And both are smaller. That's very rare, you know. Otherwise, naturally there is a friction. So they said, "No, I planned it that there should not be any friction." I said, "How?" They said they were living in one BHK flat, three sons. So naturally, the elder son got married. Then what will happen? Chota house mein two women cannot stay. So he is a very intelligent person. So he said immediately, what is it? The moment the elder son got married, he gave him, he bought the flat in the next building, and paid the installment, first installment, and now you have to pay the EMI. Take the key. Daughter-in-law is happy because independence. Next there, but because woman, what most she wants is independence. In the sense, abhi suppose Saas and Bahu is there, and they say, the Bahu says, "Today, can we make paneer sabji?" So, "Nahi, aaj karela banega, my boss hu idhar." What happened? Small things, there is a friction. But there is a independence, small house, but independence, there is a gratefulness. Who has given the flat? So now, and second son got married, he is also next. And he has given the same share which he was supposed to give later. Not more than that. But he made them stand on their own leg, gave them shelter. And now both daughter-in-laws are every day taking care of them. Medicine, food, everything. Third son became brahmachari. So that property is there. So that is intelligence. So of course he is not, the father is not, practicing devotee, but you see this planning. So we have to plan our life, and then we will be able to plan our death. This is how we have to follow the acharyas and learn from our experience, day-to-day experience, how things will move. We have seen, ahani ahani bhutani gacchanti yamalayam, shesha stavaram icchanti. So, if we say, no delay, I can leave, baad mein dekhenge, baad mein kabhi aayega nahi. You know, we have one person, I know him, in the Nagpur area. His grandfather was a landlord, actually. And there was everything in abundance, actually abundance. So grandfather started taking land and buying land here and there. Who paisa aata to what? But he never made anything concrete. Ki, okay, ye tumhara. And suddenly he died, and four sons do not know where is our property. So those people have taken, now they are, and for 20 years they never realized that we need the money. Now everybody has grown up, sabko property chahiye, the united family has now separated, now they are searching, are ye land apna tha, ye land apna. So this is the case. So we have seen three cases, Avanti Brahmana, no will, there are many cases following him. Second thing, much more people are doing this, they are not planning, they are putting all faith in the kids. So they will take care, not planning for themselves. And third is, intelligent planners needed. But we see the most intelligent father is Sri Krishna. What he did? He destroyed all his property. When he left this world, what he did? All the Dwarka, entire Dwarka went submerged in the ocean. He said, this is not my real property. If you want my real property, come to my real home. So that's not suggested that you do that. But the point what I'm making is everybody, but the point is we have decided our goal is Golok Vrindavan, then we should teach our dependents that your goal should be like that. So for that, I see all property as Krishna's property and I use it for his service. So you do the same thing. That is what we have to teach him. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchate. Only this is the way what will happen? From the very beginning, he will have a training. Otherwise, nowadays, the Kali has entered within the heart of the people. Even people have a dual nature also. They fight with each other also. In the end, as Kali progresses, they don't trust each other also. Each other in the sense, they don't trust themselves. This much the love and trust has gone. So if we teach them from the very beginning that our life is not only for enjoyment, and this lawyer friend was telling that these people are fighting court cases for the land or property at the age of 60. As if they are going to stay forever. I mean, what the plan is, entire property earned by their pitris are being given to the lawyers. They said, no, leke rahenge, leke rahenge. This is how the love and trust has gone. So, Prabhupada has taught first thing that we being the Mame Vamsho Jeeva Loke, Jeeva Bhuta Sanatana, we have to understand that for my stay in this material world, whatever is basic minimum needed, I should work. And to have a proper, comfortable life for the dependents, that is also there. But my main purpose is to revive my dormant Krishna consciousness, my love. Otherwise, we are saying, Tatha Dehantara Prasthis, again take body and again do. And in the larger extent we should see that, forget about our siblings or our relatives, even entire nation, entire world is a property of God, and our existence is very minimal. Very tiny. And in that tiny existence, we should not create disturbance in our journey towards Krishna. Otherwise, we'll come back again and again and we'll miss the goal. So, to come to this platform of taking decision, like Parikshit Maharaj, we have to start bhakti at his age. In this sense, we have to be intense like him. So the thing, this can only happen when we are associated with the people who are like-minded people. Otherwise this will never happen. As we say that the man is known by his company. What are your desires? I can surely know if I just come to know whom you associate with. Similarly, our nectar of instructions give us very strong warning in two verses, Janasangascha. Give up the worldly association. And Mahaprabhu says, Sangha Tyagat. I mean, Sangha Tyagat Satvavritti, and Mahaprabhu said, Janasangha Tyag, I am Vaishnava Achar. So if we want to achieve one goal, then we have to find out what are the obstacles in the road. And the biggest obstacle, what our Rupa Goswami, our Acharyas are saying is, association with people who have no interest in Krishna consciousness. So if we do that, it's like taking bath and again go into the dirty things. So if we keep doing that, then on subtle level, these things will not give us any allurements. On the bodily level, people say, oh, mereko kuch nahi chahiye, but my descendants should be happy. So, saath puchte rukne mere happy rehne chahiye. But what type of happiness we have? See the Kali Yuga? All rich people, famous people, beautiful people, they are in the list where, I mean, generally we see in the newspapers, die of heart attack. I mean, irrespective of the people are having goals to achieve those targets, and those who have that, they have no access to that happiness. So that's why we have to first understand what is our real goal and what are the obstacles to that. And then right association, then wrong allurements will not trouble us. So Parikshit Maharaj was from the very beginning, had a pure devotee association. And that's why he could take at a very young age this decision that, okay, let that Takshaka comes and bite me. I have no worries. I'm not worried about what is happening to my children. I have given them right training. Right now my duty is, I have to achieve my goal. Lastly, in 2 minutes we'll see. Sri Krishna gives a very disturbing instruction to Uddhava. He says that what is your duty now? You go to Badrikashram. Give up all your attachment to your family and all. Because anyway, they are going to die now in the Maushal Leela. So he says he is not ready. Uddhava is not ready. So Krishna gives one story. He says there was one pigeon. That pigeon was very beautiful. And while roaming, he sees another female pigeon. And they became friends. And they decides to become married. And they make a very beautiful big nest. And they have children. And as we see children are there, then what happens? There is a noise. And what the hunter sees, he hears that a nice feast is there. So what he does, he arranges a trap below the tree. And somehow he allures the kids to fall in that. Female pigeon comes and out of affection, how my sons are there, she also falls in the trap. And now the male pigeon comes and he cries, oh, what a providence, what are you doing? How will they live? How I will be able to live without them? So and so forth. So Krishna says that this human form of life which we have got is like Aruhya Krishrena. In 84 lakh species of life, it is very rare, after going through all the species of life, we get a human birth. And the pigeon, what he says, okay, if they are going to die, let me die with them. And he also dives into the trap, and the hunter goes with the whole family. So he says, Aruhya Krishrena Padam Tvatahatata. Aruhya Krishrena. So we mean, to do such a hard labor to get a human birth and die like this pigeon is like doing suicide. So no intelligent man will do that, right? So Prabhupada laughingly says that, but now after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, this pigeon has taken sannyas. So that he saved himself. So the point what Prabhupada was making is, we should educate the society to have a proper knowledge about life. That we have to take care of the dependents, otherwise don't get married, of course. But don't try to become Dhritarashtra and die in such a way that people don't worship you. The glorious life is that for which your descendants actually worship you for the contribution you have make in their lives. Proper contribution is giving them proper funds and knowledge how to live. If we do that, then they will do the Shraddha, everything will do properly. Otherwise they will curse. Kya kya inhone. So that's why the knowledge should be given. That eka prasuyate jantur, we see that we come here in this world alone. You see, when the baby is born, he can't see properly first. So he sees, I'm alone. That's why he cries. You know, because there is no shelter. Eka prasuvyate jantur. When eka eva praliyate, when he dies, on the deathbed is also he's alone. That's why he cries. He says, everybody is there. Who will take care of them? So much so, attachment like a pigeon. And that's why he cries, what will happen? But he doesn't ever think, what will happen to me after death? And in between birth and death, eko anubhumte sukrutam eko evacha duskrutam. And in between also, he suffers or enjoys alone only. I remember when I was in COVID, I was admitted for 9 days. 9 days, we have to take one injection on the stomach. Large needle, thin needle, inside stomach. And so the nurse came and she said, 2 days I will give. Next 7 you have to take you alone, I mean yourself only. I said, how can you do that? But you have to take it. So you may be saying, oh, I am a devotee. What is happening to me? And nobody is there. Okay, are bohot liya tumne, ek mai le leta hu. Nobody will say that. You have to go through your all, maybe karma, whatever karma is there, you have to suffer alone. And all enjoyment is also there. If suppose there is a feast of pav bhaji and your very close friend has a diarrhea, then do you fast? अरे तू तू तो डायरिया मैं कैसे कर बट तू मतलब मैं तुम्हारा इससे कभी खा लेता हूं. सो वील एंजॉय ऑल्सो अलोन. हाउ एवर डीप फ्रेंडशिप और रिलेशन वी मे बी हैविंग, वी कम अलोन, वी गो अलोन, एंड इन बिटवीन ऑल्सो वी सफर और एंजॉय अलोन. इट इज मेंटल कॉन्कॉक्शन एक्चुअली दैट ओ एक्सटेंडेड हैप्पीनेस दैट लास्ट टिल द भ्रमो भ्रमो. Artha says, Brahm means confusion. We think, oh, he is mine. But just ask him, give me my share. And that same blood relation will turn sour. This is Kali Yuga, what is happening. So, do as far as your responsibility is there. And don't forget your own responsibility. So lastly, Jesus Christ, I think he says that, what is the use of gaining the entire world and losing one's own soul and come back again in 84 lakhs pieces. So that is what this topic taken in Srimad Bhagavatam right in the beginning. How to receive death. So we have to become self-controlled. For that we have to take care of our responsibilities. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.